Tri-County and Gilman City Coaches Show is airing in the 3:30 hour today. Normally, they air at 5:30. The reason they're at 3:30 today, very simple. We have Missouri and Tennessee coming up tonight at 6:30 for pregame on KTTN 92.3 FM. It is game night from Jamesport. Always exciting when we're able to do this on a Tuesday. You have Tri-County, and you got Gilman City, and those are the coaches that we're talking with today. Let's talk with Coach Jeremy Slaughter of the Tri-County Girls. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Yeah, there's a lot of schools we talk with, and I know you're in this conversation as well, that you don't get all that many home games in a season. So when you get a game day and it's a home game, I'm sure it's an exciting time for the girls today.
Yeah. You know, like you said, anytime you get a home game and you know, the people around the school are talking about the game and excited about what's happening with our basketball team, and so everybody, I think, is ready to go, and we want to go out and perform well and get a win for our home crowd.
So Hardin Central, pretty good basketball team. You played them in the final game of Holiday Hoops. Now, I wasn't there. I was up visiting family on New Year's Eve, so I didn't get a chance to see it live. 64-48 loss for you in that one to a 9-3 Bulldog team. Tell me about the ball game a little bit.
Well, I think early on we struggled a little bit. We had a rough first quarter, rough third quarter, and when you you know, you have a rough first quarter, you're fighting back the entire game, and you know, our first group, our starting five, they struggled a little bit to start, and we brought in our young kids off the bench. They played really well, hit some threes, got us back into the game. And then second half, our starters come out, and we cut the lead to 11. And then we had several opportunities that we just couldn't convert on. And then our second group came in, and they struggled and gave up a run. So it was one of those games, you know, where we're trying to get to that level, and, you know, we weren't good enough that night. We weren't consistent enough, and they're a really good basketball team. That's what we aspire to be, and it just didn't turn out for us that night.
It's kind of an oddity in the schedule that I'm sure some teams didn't get games in, or just have them scheduled when you have the new year and New Year's Eve, and then, you know, it turns over pretty quickly to Friday. But you got two games in last week. How helpful was that for the girls?
I think that's good. You know, what you worry about over Christmas break and Thanksgiving break to a certain extent, but especially Christmas break, and this is what makes Holiday Hoops so good, you worry about the kids getting complacent. You know, there's a reason here or there to miss a practice. There's family dinner. There's something that comes up. And what that does is really keep you focused on what your goals on over the Christmas break. It makes the practices more important. And, you know, that I thought it was good for us to get those games, especially going into our next couple of weeks where we have some really big games coming up.
Yeah, I know for everybody that plays at Holiday Hoops, they talk all the time about how well-run it is and the opportunity to play on a college floor. But, you know, it's not very far from Jamesport to Trenton, and I think people kind of forget that from time to time because they're in different counties. But for your team, just make that short trip up to Trenton and get a chance to play a couple of games on a college floor. That has to be great.
Yeah, it's exciting for the kids. It's a lot of fun. It's a really good experience. They do a great job and make everyone feel welcome, and everything's professional top to bottom. And so I think it's good for our kids to see that. You know, we're used to playing in really small gyms, and, you know, if we get to where we want to go at some point in the future, playing in those bigger gyms, that's a part of life. And so getting that experience at Holiday Hoops is good for the kids.
Talk all the time about the fact that you have games now where you come in and you look at records and you're favored to win, and it doesn't mean you're automatically going to win. The other team is going to come out and fight you. And, you know, certainly, I guess, lesson in that one on Thursday because you won it. But, boy, did Novinger fight you on Thursday night.
Yeah, and I tell you, you know, they've got some talented players on that team, and they work hard. And I think, you know, one reason why it's a tough matchup for us is that they're small and fast like we are. And we may have a little bit better rebounding, and that helps us compete with and depth, I think, and that helps us compete with some better teams. But they're a very tough team. We got out to a lead, really finished the first half strong, thought we were, you know, you felt like we were kind of getting some control of the game, and they just came right back in the third quarter and took the lead. And, you know, we had Bailey Hoover had a little injury. We were trying to rest her if we could. It was emergency only, and we had to bring her in, and she had a huge fourth quarter for us, had 9 points in about 7 minutes, and really was a key to us coming back and winning that game.
So Bailey, is she good to go for tonight?
Yes, yeah, she's pretty close to 100%. It was, you know, it was something, you know, where she kind of tweaked her back a little bit in the Harden Central game, and we wanted to see if we could do it without her, and we had to have her, and she was ready to go if needed, and had a big fourth quarter for us.
Well, even though, you know, I'm looking at Novinger, and they might be the best Class 1 winless team you can find. I have them at 0-11, and, you know, 61-60 victory on Thursday. To win in that fashion, I don't care who you beat. If you go on the road and the team fights you and they get a lead, you find a way to come back, you get a lot of lasting benefits from winning a game like that on the road.
Yeah, I agree. And Kendra Frederick, their little point guard, she had 29 points. She was very difficult to stop. She's as good of a drive and finish type of guard as we've seen all year. They had another girl who had 4 threes, scored 19 points, and she was hitting way behind the line threes. I mean, like college type threes. And so they became very difficult to defend in that game. And I think it was really a credit to our girls to keep fighting. We were down 6 in the fourth quarter, and we kept fighting and making big plays and found a way to win.
Now, Gilman said he's an interesting group. I think folks know that they're rebuilding a little bit. Coach Hoff has a young team. Here's the thing with that young team, though, and I kind of see this from the scores that they send. If their young team starts putting the ball in the hoop pretty consistently, they get confidence, they're dangerous, and obviously there's the throw the records out the window because it's rivalry game tonight.
Yeah, you know, it's always a rivalry game between us, and I think they're going to come in and they're going to be ready to play hard and make things as difficult as possible for us. We saw them twice last year. They know what we try to do, and, you know, I think they'll try to slow the game down as much as they can and make us play in the half court, and they'll try to get Lindsay Snuffer the ball and for open threes, and we've got to do a good job to defend those and rebound and get the ball moving up and down the court.
You talk all the time about wanting to get the program where you feel like it has the capability of going, whether or not that's this February and March or maybe it's a year off. You want to get to that point. If you're going to get to that point, an opportunity like Friday's to win at Norburn, because Norburn's a very good team, that's one that you can measure yourself, and you can also see where you are when you get a game like that on the schedule.
Yeah, it's a good time to have that type of game to kind of measure where we're at before we head into our really the big stretch for us, as we see Winston and East Harrison the following week. Then we have Gilman City Tournament, HDC Tournament. So some really big opportunities ahead of us, and that'll be a good chance for us to see have we made improvements since we've played teams like Mercer and Green City and Hardin Central to an extent. Early in the season, have we made improvements, and can we be more competitive? Can we make shots when we need to, and can we be compete with them on their floor in a tough environment against a really good team?
Yeah, Tri-County 6-4 heading into tonight. If you look at their schedule, they've kind of had one of those schedules where they'll win a couple and then they'll lose one, and then they'll win a couple and they'll lose one. So they haven't been able to get that consistency yet, but they're fighting to get there in the win column. In Gilman City, they'll try to get victory number 2 in a row tonight at 6 o'clock. Coach, good luck against the Hawks. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. We appreciate the coverage.